Kof Beis Teves, Tuesday the 13th of January, Rabbi Svi Lieberman, davening for someone. Does one need to mention their name?
It's a big schus to come and speak. Come to London to speak, start the Torah. We know it very well from Manchester. We're living in a time Klal Yisrael needs schusim. And the greatest schus which we have is schus of Limud HaTorah. And therefore, for people to come together the first thing in the morning to come and learn Torah, that is the greatest schus which one can contribute towards Klal Yisrael. So the topic we're discussing today is a very simple topic, a very negeya. One hears constantly of members of Klal Yisrael, which are nido tefillahs, are nido refu shleima. So what was that yet? Do you need to know their exact name? Do you need to mention their name? How does the power of tefillah work? How precise do our tefillahs have to be? So the source of this shaila is a Gemara Brochus Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Om Rav Chista, if somebody davens for his chaver, you do not need to mention his name. Shenema, Keil nor Rafon nor Lo. The famous short tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Keil nor Rafon nor Lo, V'loi kom mit kishmo de Miriam. He never mentioned Miriam's name. He just said, Moshe, please heal her. So you see, you don't need to mention the name. As I stated, Gemara, this, here, over here, Brochus Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Yavetz of a Platz points out in Zohar Kodesh state verkehrt. The Zohar Kodesh, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, learns from the Pasuk that Yaakov Yinos Mispal Hatzleini No Miyad Ochi Miyad Esau. Says the Zohar Kodesh, why did you add the word Miyad Esau? He should have said Miyad Ochi, you only had one brother. The tefillah was quite clear. You could have worked it out. Why did you add the word Miyad Esau? Says the Zohar Kodesh, Mekan Shetzorek Lefarit B'Tfilosi. No, Tfilah has to be explicit, has to be clear. Not you can work out what it means. It has to be clear. That's why he added the word Miyad Esau, even though you could have worked it out without. So says the Yaivet Tchoyot, it doesn't fit in with this Gemara. The Gemara says you don't need to mention the name. The Zohar Kodesh, Mitzvah, you do.
He's a
Pardon?
He's a Sainer.
Zot the Prichodosh, Zot the Prichodosh. The Loshana Gemara in Brochus is Ein Tzorich Lehazkei Shmoy. It means the tefillah will work without. As I should be chodosh. But there's a mile of adding the name. It's even a more powerful tefillah if you add the name. As I should be chodosh. So therefore, what does the prechodosh mean? As Rabbi Chesedkel said, when it came to Esav and Yaakov, so when the Yaakov was Bikuk Nefesh, he had to use his strongest power tefillah. The strongest koyach tefillah is with mentioning the name. Our Gemara, the Gemara Brochus, is pointing out that tefillah works without mentioning the name as well. Moshe Rabbeinu felt he didn't need to use the strongest power tefillah. It was enough to say Kei Norfon Olah, as we know from Chazal. He was specially mekat in his tefillah, that people shouldn't think he davens more for his sister than for anybody else. So he was specially mekat in his tefillah, and he wanted to teach us that tefillah can work without mentioning the name as well. As I say to Pichodesh, so from the Pichodesh comes out that tefillah works without mentioning the name, but it's a mailer, it's a stronger power of tefillah, it's a stronger type of tefillah if you mention the name. The Mogel Avraham in Simon Kuf Yotes, Mishbura brings it down twice, in Simon Kuf Dezayin and in Simon Kuf Yotes, the Mogel Avraham brings on Maril, and says, there's an afkimina. He doesn't discuss this, he just discusses this halacha. Do you have to mention the name or don't you need to mention the name? Says the Mogel Avraham B'Shein the Maril, there's a nafkimina between Bafonov and Shaloi Bafonov. If you're davening in front of the person, says the Mogel Avraham, you don't need to mention the name. Shaloi Bafonov, you have to mention the name. If you're davening Shaloi Bafonov, then your tefillah has to be absolutely clear, you have to mention the name. So even though the Mogel Avraham doesn't point out to be miyashav any kashas, of its portion for him for the kasha. Yaakov Avinu, Hatzleini Nom Yad Ochim Yad Esav, was Shaloi Bafonov, was a tefillah, he wasn't actually facing Esav then. So he had to be explicit. He had to add the word Miyad Esau. By Moshe Rabbeinu with Miriam, it was in front of her. So therefore it was enough to say, Kael no rafonolot, in front of a befonov you don't need to mention, and shaloi befonov you do need to mention. That's what the Mogad Avraham brings to Shem Marun, and Mishmur brings it down, he brings it down, this Chilik, that's how we take a Medina. According to this shitter, when it comes to befonov, there's no need to mention the name at all. Is there a mile, extra mile mention the name? Vesmanish. According to Brichodesh Tiklo, there's a mile. According to the Marul, we've got no Makoi that there's a mile to mention the name. But follows not necessary. There's a third Mahalak, which is a bit of Cyril of both shits together. The Gaon on this Gemara writes a few short words brought down Moyes Habro. The Gaon writes, when the Gemara says, Ein Tzor Las Gishmoy, it means, Shebezeh Mekubel Yoysa Tfile, She'ein Ma'ainim Olov, says the Gaon that there's sometimes a mailer not to mention the name. It's a mailer not to mention the name. By not mentioning the name, says the Gaon a few words, she'ein ma'ainin olav. Well, doesn't look up his ma'isim toivim too much. And it's explained clearer in the Ein Yaakov there, Brochus. The Ein Yaakov says sometimes mention the name is ma'ir kitchul. Ah, this person, let's check up his record, let's check up how is he worthy of. Is Tfilah being answered or not? By mentioning the name, a more gemini kitchul. And that's why, when Rachmon Tzlan, a person can be a cholim sukkim, the din is, they use up to do a shin Hashem, because sometimes the name is actually ma'ir kitchul. Says the Gaon, there's sometimes a mailer not to mention the name. So therefore, says the Gaon, when we say in tzor lahazkir shmoi, that means you don't need to and don't. Don't mention the name. And this mahalach is found in various achronim. The Chasam Sofer in the Doran Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Chasam Sofer discusses the Gemara there. The Gemara says, "Kol ha-mavake es achoyle gorim lo sheyichle." Big achoylim actually gives life to a person. The Chol she'ein mavake es achoyle gorim lo sheyomus. Not visiting a person can never cause him to die. The Gemara asks, "What do you mean, not visiting cause a person to die? What does that mean?" So the Gemara discusses. Says the Chasam Sofer, I'll tell you what Pshat the Gemara is. Says the Chasam Sofer, and he brings it, says, the Mekabolim say, which this is so we said from the Gaon and others, the Mekabolim say that through mentioning the name can actually be Ma'or HaKitruk. Because it makes, if a Shemaim, the Bezin Shemal, or be Ma'ain in his Maisim, if they're fit or not fit. Says the Gaon, since if a person visits the Choyler, it's performer. Sorry, says the Chasam Sofer, when a person visits the Choyler, before of you don't need to mention the name. So your tefillah is more powerful because you don't have to mention the name. Shaloi Bavonov, says the Chasam Sofer, you'll have to mention the name. Sometimes that's Ma'ir HaKitruk. Oibozei says the Chasam Sofer, that's what the Gemara means. Kol HaMavakes HaChoyla, if somebody visits the Choyla and wishes him Refuah Shalema, that's the tremendous tefillah. It's a tefillah Bavonov. You don't need to mention the name. And you're not Ma'ir any Kitruk. So go Le Sheyichya. That mamash gives the person a chivus. Chol she'ena mavakas achoyla. Somebody's not mavakas achoyla. So it's a get a shaloi bavonov. Then you're going to have to mention the name. So amol. Avad you have to done bachoy. Done michas shuk don't done. But amol, you could be goyim l'shayomuz. Because you're putting yourself in a situation you have to mention the name. Mention the name can sometimes be my kitchuk. So the Chasam Sofer, so he works with the chilik. This, he carries on with the chilik of performing shaloi bavonov. And he adds this point, which they all add, that if you can avoid mentioning the name by a choyla, it's a gavald gemayla. The Kerem Tzvi brings from Rav Shlomo, Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of some Sofer, the Rav of Cracker, Rav Shimon Sofer, the Kerem Tzvi brings a moedik kipshat. We all know the Pulse of Ginyan Pasha Toilers, Vayeta Yitzchok Lashem Lenoi Chachishtoi. He davened for Rivka Lenoi Chachishtoi. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Lenoi Chachishtoi? So Freyden, then, what's the Torah telling us for where they davened? That he davened, fine, wonderful. Why do I need to know where he davened? They davened the same room, different room. What's the difference to me? What's the Torah teaching me with this Lenoi Chachishtoi? What lesson does it teach me? Says Rav Shimon Sofer, Moed Gemot, with the same Mahalach. Yitzchak Avinu wanted to utilize the Koyach HaTfilah to the fullest. He knew that Rivka needs a tremendous chusim. She was naturally an akora. She needs tremendous chusim to have children. So therefore Yitzchak wanted to utilize the Koyach HaTfilah to the fullest. He davened before Neil. Had he davened in a different room, he would have had to mention the name. Maybe the name be Omer Kitruk. If you think about to mention Rivka Bas Pesuel, or Rivka, Achois Lobom, whoever she returned, all the members of the family could easily be Ma'ir Kitug. He didn't want to mention her name. He wanted to utilize the Koyach HaTfilah to the fullest, and he didn't want the need to mention her name. Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtoi. He downed in the same room as her. And once he downed in the same room as her, then automatically he doesn't have to mention her name. And if he doesn't mention names, you've got the Koyach HaTfilah to the fullest. It's all the same yisoid. So this new yisoid is that the Ein Sof is not just you need to, you don't need to, it's better not to.
And if he's in the next door, he still knows who he's
talking for. We're not talking about Avad, the Rebbe knows in any case. We're talking about the Koyach HaTfilah. Tfilah is a weapon. Tfilah is a power. So to have the Koyach HaTfilah to the fullest, had he done in the other room, then he would have had to mention a name. So then you haven't got the Koyach HaTfilah to the fullest because it could be Ma'ir Kitchuk. Pardon?
Why? Because he's in the other room, he has to mention a name.
Because Shalom Yifonov. Shalom Yifonov. That's not in front of her. It's only in front of her that you've got the Torah of not mentioning the name. That's the Koyach HaTfilah, Shalom Yifonov. The Ben Yoyodo goes a step further, and then we'll sum up this shit in a minute. The Ben Yoyodo goes a step further, he brings the Gemara in Tanis Daf Kofei. We all know there's a whole list of stories there, the whole omelet of stories of Chanina ben Doisa, how he was, helped a lot of people with his feelings. So Chanina, the Gemara says in Tanis Daf Kofei, the neighbor of Chanina ben Doisa had a problem. She was building an extension, and the beams were too short. She had a problem. It couldn't support the building. It was too short. So what did she do? She went up to Chanina ben Doisa. I've got a problem. The beams are too short. Said up Chanina ben Doisa, here, tell me, what's your name? She said, Iku. She said, Iku nimtu kshorich. Iku, your beams should extend. Should extend. And the tackle, that's what happened. And the Gemara says, they suddenly the beams grew longer and they were sticking out an arm on each side. It was absolutely perfect. The Ben Yoda, I thought before of you don't need to mention the name. So why did you ask her for a name? What for? Before you don't need to mention the name. Says the Ben Yoda, with the same halak, with the extra connection. He says, Pshat in the Gemara is, you don't need to mention the name. Why? And the Gemara means, therefore, don't mention the name, because you may be Moira Kitchuk. Says Ben Yoda, Kitchuk is only for somebody who is a choil or something. You see, there's got a muzzle around, they have to worry about Kitchuk. Somebody whose beams are slightly short, it's not a shayla chuyla. You don't have to worry about kitchug in that sort of case. If she prefers, it's save her expense not have to buy new beams, but it's not a shayla of kitchug over there. Where it's not a shayla of kitchug, says Ben Yoda, it's better to mention the name. It's better to mention it. As we said before, mention the name has got its minus. But on the other hand, Gemara kitchug, so we've got this opposite klolim, and we need to balance up and try to utilize the klolim to the best. Says the Ben Yoyodah, since in her case there was no shayla of kitchug, it was better to ask a name. Tell me what your name is. And then if you ask the name, so then you can have extra power tefillah. And it's actually meduik in Rashi. The Rashi in this Gemara, in Brochus Lamadalt over here, Rashi said on Ein Sof Lahas Kishmoy, adds Rashi the word shel choyla. Ein Sof Lahas Kishmoy, says Rashi, shel choyla. Says the Divrei Sholem, it means when it comes to a choyla, you don't need to mention the name, and there's a mila not to mention the name. And because it can be Ma'ira Kitchuk. So it comes out, to sum up this, which is really a third shitta. According to this, which comes out from Kama Choyim like this, we take on the hachro of the Maril, that before not the Shaloi Bafonov, you have to mention the name. Shaloi Bafonov without mentioning the name is not called a proper tefillah. You have to mention the name. We also take on, like the Prichodosh, even when you perform a way you don't need to mention the name, but adding the name is a milah. And therefore, where you can mention the name without being Ma'ir Kitchuk, better mention the name. If you've got the opportunity to mention the person's name, it's an extra power tefillah. Just, if it's a shayla of a choyla, where there's a shayla be Ma'ir Kitchuk, then perform of, you don't need to mention the name, and don't mention the name, because it can be Ma'ir Kitchuk. That is this third shita, which comes out as sikum of the two mahalkim together, like the Maril and the Prichodosh together, that Shalom Bafonov, you have to mention the name, and Bafonov, you don't need to, where you can, it's a maila, but when it comes to choyla, better not, because it could be people are kitchuk, so better without mentioning the name. The Meshech Chochmo in Parashat Vayishlach discusses, there was an interesting conversation between the Sar Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu. After Yaakov Avinu overpowered the Malach, and Yaakov Avinu said to the Malach, I need a broker. Lo yeshalecho kimber toni. So the Malach said, what's your name? So Yaakovina told him his name. And then the end of the conversation, Yaakov said to the Malach, and what's your name? He said, Lomozeh, Tisha Lishmi, why ask him my name? Azoi, so what exactly is going on? Says the Meshchach, it's unbelievable. Lekemida derermiza beraisen. Every word in the Pasuk Medu. Says the Meshchach, with this Yisoid as we're discussing. Yaakov Avinu needed a brocha from the Malach. So the Malach said, a brocha, I need to know your name. Tell me your name. And he told him his name. So now in return, when somebody gives you a brocha, says the Meshchach, you're supposed to return the brocha. Said Yaakov Avinu to the Malach, I would like your name to return the brocha. Says the Meshchach, do you know the Malach answered the Moedig is that? And he quotes a Toysus Achulim Mem Tes B'Shem Yerushalmi, that Yitzchak had already given a brocha to Yaakov Avinu, Mavorachecho Boruch. Whoever gives a brocha to Yaakov Avinu is automatically avenged. So the Yitzchak, the Malach to Yaakov Avinu, Lom Zeh Tishalishmi, why ask him my name? My brocha comes automatically. As soon as I've given you a brocha, my brocha gets automatic. You don't need to give me a brocha. Lom Zeh Tishalishmi. So the same is saying Marumas in the Pasuk, that you need to mention the name in order to achieve full power brocha, full power tefillah. But the Malach didn't need Yaakov to give the brocha. He said, I've got my brocha return automatically. And that's a loshen. Looking twice in the Kulim Menzes with Shein Yishalmi, he says that loshen, anybody who benches Klal Yisrael is automatically benched in return, and you don't need to add an extra brocha. A couple you see from here, for this Meshach Chokhmah, brocha is the same as tefillah. Like by tefillah, we said, to mention the name is a more powerful tefillah. This Meshach Chokhmah tells me the same thing. Brocha is saying, what is a brocha? Brocha is also tefillah. So Taka Samachrim asked over here, as someone to be mechallel to brocha tefillah. But the Meshach Chokhmah holds, no, brocha is the same as tefillah. Just why, again, why do you need to mention it before not? Before the we got because you don't need to mention the name? The answer, like we said, well, you don't need to mention the name. But there's a mile of mention the name. And here wasn't a shail of kitchen over here. So therefore there's the mile of mentioned name. So that is, Benegea, the first point, how one has to be makbid if one wants to give a full powerful brocha, a full powerful tefillah. But Volov, you don't need to, but there's a mile to do it when you can. Shaloma Volov, if you want to utilize the koyach tefillah which Klal Yisrael have got, then you have to mention the name. Now there is this, how inductive one has to be in tefillah, goes a little bit further as well. What happens if a person gets the name wrong? He tried his best, gets the name wrong. He gives a brocha to Reuven ben Shimon, Reuven ben Chana, whatever the name is, and it happens to be he's got the name wrong. But I know what it means. Hashem Zecher knows who I mean. I've tried my best. What is the din if the name, you get it slightly wrong? So Be'emes, the Vayta Psukim, it's all Muskim Psukim, the Meshach Chokhmah is Medayik, the Psukim and Parshas Chukas, we all know that Amalekim came to fight against Klal Yisrael. They knew the Koyach HaTefillah. Esau, they know that Koyach HaYaakov. So they tried to trick Klal Yisrael. They tried to trick them and to speak Loshen Kanani. And as Rashi brings from Chazal, why did they try and speak Loshen Kanani? In order that Klal Yisrael should daven, please, Rabbi Yisrael, help us from the Kanani. And it won't work. What do you mean? Is Psashayel from Mekach Tos over here? Had they known it's Amalek and they wouldn't have wanted the nation. You know, of course they wanted it in any case. Why would it not work if they would daven that these Canaanim, Hashem, help to save us from them? And it happened to be Amalekim. Why shouldn't it work? Says the Meshach Chokhmah, no, Koyach HaTefillah. Koyach HaTefillah has to be precise. If there's a Tos in Tefillah, it doesn't work. And he brings his Mordechai Gemara in Bo Metzia, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Unbelievable, says Amufurusha Gemara. The Gemara talks about if somebody hires a field from his Chava, Mekabel Solem Chaveri, and he arranges to pay a certain amount per year, per crop, to pay a certain amount. And what happens if there's a drought or some sort of Makkas Medina? So the Mishnah says, you can deduct from your payment. If it's a Makkas Medina, it's not my fault. I hide it in order to get some profit from it. No profit, I'm potter to pay the rent. As each one, certain condition, you're potter to pay what you arranged for. Only if it's Max Medina then, if it's a private problem, then not. Says the Gemara. What happens if the arrangement was that they would plant chitim. The maski with the soicha arranged that the soicha is going to plant chitim in the field. Went along the soicha, for some reason or other, he planted soyim. Nothing terrible done. He planted soyim. And then there was this Makkas Medina. All the fields were unsuccessful with the tour. So therefore he said, look here, it's a Makkas Medina. And if it's a Makkas Medina, I'm potter to pay. Says the Gemara, no. The maski could say to the soicha, ilu zorato chiti, had you planted chitim, have a mekayim be the sigza oimer the yokum loch. Says Rashi, I don't. When I rent out my property, I don't to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says Rashi, I don't b'tchilash on Rosh Hashanah sheyatzlicheini bechitim. I don't on Rosh Hashanah that Rabbeinu Shalom, I want my fields to be successful. This is my panosa, this is my income. I don't. And if I don't, koyach atfila. You planted soyim. Very nice. I've got no complaints in the actual planted soyim. But you can't say, well, it's not my fault. Maybe it is your fault. Because my tefillah's not going to work now. My tefillah's didn't manage to achieve. I feel the meshchokum. Was that dafke mak with the chitter should go well, and not the soyim? Had I known you'd be planted, I would have done the soyim. It's just our plan. Well, the plan was, what's gone wrong? Said the meshchokum, what do you see from this Gemara? No, koyach tefillah only works if your tefillah is precise. If you got it wrong, no complaint against you, but the koyach was not there. So he can have a time to the soicha. It's your fault that it didn't grow. I had a koyach tefillah, and we talk, and the Gemara passes like that, and the Pashchanov, and we talk about not a special Gotel Hadori got koyach tefillah. Every single yid can tie to that, to his soicha. I don't. And had it been the situation which I don't for, so then it could have worked. So you can't claim that you don't know where the rent. It could be your fault. It could be your fault that it didn't grow. Because I could have a sigdoim of Yokolok. And as they said, Gemara, and Gepaskin, Shokolok, that's the halacha. So the Meshachochmo, that's the Mekoi. Where did the Gemara get the Mekoi from? The Mekoi is from the Psukim and Chukas. There you see, they doubled. Had they, the Knanim, had Klal Yisrael fallen in for it and done for Knanim, it wouldn't have worked. It either wouldn't have worked. Why? The tefillah wasn't precise. And if the tefillah wasn't precise, it doesn't work. But in Koyach HaTefillah, which is our weapon, which the Rebbe Shem granted us, tefillah only works if the tefillah is precise. And if there's any tors, never mind whose fault it is, it just doesn't work. So that's why over here, the Masi can have a time on the Soicha and demand his rent. And that's Shat the Gemara in that's the Psukim in Chukas. There's a Moedig in Maisa from Kivega, which brings out this point again. It's brought down a reliable story from Kivega. But Shlomo Eger, the son of Kivega, we know, was a Soicha. Besides, before he became a Rav, he took over Kivega's Rabbonus, he was a Soicha. And he had an acquaintance. An acquaintance came to him and said, my wife is ill. Please ask your father to daven for my wife, to Kivega. And he undertook to supply 200 winter coats for the yeshiva bochum. Shlomo Eger, 200 winter coats, which is a huge amount, 200 winter coats. Said to Shlomo Eger, normally I'm never matriach my father, Rabbi Kivega, to don for chuyim. But for a zar grisim adova, 200 winter coats for the Talmidim, I can't ignore that. I can't overlook that. Right, so I'll ask my father to don. And he was busy, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, and he forgot about it. And this person comes in, no, have you heard anything from your father? So he realized he'd forgotten. So he quickly found out what the person's wife named and sent a letter to Rabbi Kivega, please double. Listen to the notion. Rabbi Kivega wrote back a letter. His palalti ba'ad sorabas rivka veloy ne nesi ulai yesh toz beshemois. A letter from Kivega. I davened for Sora Bas Rivka. I wasn't answered. Maybe there's a mistake in the names. So Shlomo Eger checks up and he finds out, yeah, it's correct. The name was Rivka Bas Soro and not Sora Bas Rivka. So he writes another letter to Kivega and says, okay, please daven for Rivka Bas Soro. He gets a letter back from Kivega. Second letter, the words are, Hispalalti ba'ad Rivka Bas Soro venenesi. Unbelievable. Moedig Meisen. Four limudim can offer this maisa. Number one, we all know Kivega. Kivege, Kilin Ashas, Chusim Kivege, Chidushim Kivege, the Koyach Atfilo Kivege. The Koyach went hand in hand. Kivege, like his Torah was spot on, his Tfilas were spot on as well. The Koyach Atfilo. Number two, Rabbi Kivege wasn't used to not being answered in his Tfilah. He wasn't used to. He had a kasha. Why was my Tfilah answered? And he needed a teretz. It's been a kasha from Rabbi Kivege, Hashem Yor Einai, when they needed a teretz. Number three, he recognized when his Tfilahs weren't answered straight away. He noticed the famous Gemara, if a Tfilah goes smooth, I'll be FP somebody who knows how to daven, daven with kavona. If he couldn't find any other read, but he noticed straight away something went wrong. And he realized. And finally, if the mistake of the names, everybody in the Baruch knew who Kivege meant. It was quite clear who he meant, there was no question. But the Koyach HaTfilah, Tfilah has to be precise. In order for Tfilah to work, Tfilah has to be precise. And therefore, if there was a mistake of the names, it didn't work. And when the names are put right, it did work. So this is so it is. If one wants to utilize the Koyach HaTfilah to the fullest, the Tfilah has to be perfect, Tfilah has to be precise. So Taka, when it comes to Shalei B'Vonov, one has to mention the name. And if one doesn't mention the name Shalei B'Vonov, then one hasn't got the Koyach HaTfilah. And if one gets the name wrong, it might have won't work. One hasn't got the Koyach HaTfilah. B'Vonov, one's got the Koyach HaTfilah. Koyach, even without mentioning the name. There's a mile to mention the name B'Vonov as well. Or but you've got the Koyach HaTfilah, even without mentioning the name. The Koyach HaTfilah is there. If you can't mention this, then you have to work out. Is a Shail of Kitrug? Then I won't mention the name. I have to weigh up the two minors, mile against minor. If there's no Shail of Kitrug, better mention the name. So that's the decision. So the person, Rahman Islam, when he hears of a Choyla, and once I'm showing one, it's Taka a gewaltige schus to find out exactly the person's name and to mention the name. And that way, you've got the gewaltige Choyla Tfilah. And one more Yisoid, it's all Geboit from Gemoras. One more small Yisoid, I'll just squeeze in. The Gemara carries on in Asugit Achkuf Vovav Dalav. Toysus mentioned, the later Gemara. It says, Toysus, when it comes to Tfilah, you know, when you hear, the souls of Zayn Gebenfet Alt, Yemalashan Komashalas Limchel Toyro. Is that a powerful Tfilah, or is that great? Not the most powerful Tfilah. State in Toysus, in Bometzia, Dachkuf Vov, that if the arrangement was with the Baal Asodah, if the arrangement was, Surah Koma Shatirte, plant what you like. And then his misfalo, yo, whatever grows should be fine, says Toysus, claw, that's a Shvacha Tfilah. You can't use this previous Cheshon, the Gmov, Sigza, and Yochan law. A Tfilah which is general, Zangebetched, it's wonderful, but it's not a powerful Tfilah. It's not a powerful Tfilah. Avada, I must add, if Yedda tells you exactly what he wants, and you know what he wants, and you say in a lost argument, that could be a power filler, because I'm referring to a specific need. But not taking note of Yemen's need. Yeah, so Zangman, Yemalashan, Kamashan, Limkala, Toyba, you've got no idea what Yemen's asking you for. You've got no idea Yemen's problem. So say, Cheshvachet filler. As a Mufurish and Toys, Kuvova Madalov. So it comes out as a Sikkim Revoice. So we've got a Koyachet filler. The Bosch have granted us with a Koyachet filler. And everybody's got a Koyachet filler. So you should be Mufurish and Gemara. Sidi Okalach applies to everybody. Everybody's got a Koyachet filler. So Taka, the answer to the question on the notice board, the answer is yes. If it's Shalei B'Vonov, yes, you do need to. And not only you need to know the name, you have to get the name right. And only you need to get the name right, you need to know exactly what Yen is asking you for. Listen, with an open ear, know exactly what Yen is asking for. And down for Yen's specific need with the name and get the name right. Shalei B'Vonov, then one can have a clear to fill in without. Sorry, that's Shalei B'Vonov. B'Vonov. Then you can go Koyach HaTfilah without, when one can mention the name. And that's when we get the grace of Tzaddikim, they ask you name, you give in the name. Even before one of these, a minor mention of the name, where it's not Bo'er HaKitra.